Everything about camp is my favorite. This whole experience was new to me. My name is Keely King, and before I started interning at KYUK this summer, I graduated from Nuni Waqamut School in McCormick. Even though camp lasted less than 2 weeks, I learned more than I did in my 4 years of high school. I am going to the University of Alaska Anchorage this fall. I applied for the camp because I saw it offered college credit. Students had to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to attend, and classes were a mixture of lectures and hands-on activities.
It was probably the best science camp I've ever gone to.
This was my roommate at camp. Her name is Claire Schneidler from Gatsiluk.
Super fun. We did so many interesting activities that you are not going to do at any other science camp, like going to fish camp and going drift netting, catching fish, cutting fish.
Then we hung the fish to dry and some we jarred. We did so many activities and classes at camp. It was a blend of traditional Yupik knowledge and Western science. We talked about Tlamyo, we learned fish and game management, we went bird watching. We also dissected an otter which smelt really bad. But most of the students' favorite class, including mine and Claire's, was ethnobotany.
I think it was my favorite because I'm always kind of obsessed with figuring out what plants can do.
Ethnobotany is the study of traditional knowledge of plants and how they are used. Anything about traditional culture makes me feel excited. Ethnobotany was something that got my attention because the ethnobotanists were telling us about the medicinal properties of the plants, and the elders were telling us about how they used to use the plants as medicine. Did you know that fireweed can help with acne or anything that has to do with skin, and stinkweed or jaichluk can help with congestion? I didn't know. Even the elders at camp learned new things with us, and Julia Canuck is one of those elders.
I learned lots from them, and I'm so glad they included me with them. I felt like a young, silly, mischievous kid all over again.
Julia was almost always at the camp with us. She'd be taking pictures of us, or she'd be telling us stories and making us laugh. For sure, she was all of the campers' favorite elder. At 68 years old, she said she's still learning every day. A few years ago, after the Bethel pool opened, she learned how to swim. One day, we went swimming at the swimming pool. When we got there, Julia was already waiting for us.
We were so happy when you came to go swim with us, and you beat Anson.
Julia raced against one of the campers and she won.
I was telling myself, well, I know there's a way to beat these young people because they probably know how to swim. I'll just walk and pretend that I'm swimming. It was fun.
One of the rules at camp was that we shouldn't have our phones on us during classes or activities or after lights out at the dorm. I think this allowed us to interact with each other more when we had breaks or when we had discussions, and that was the point. Katie Russell is one of the biologists with ONC's fisheries program, and she helped plan the camp.
Yeah, our main goal was just for students to learn and grow, and also hopefully that they made some connections and made some new friends while attending the camp.
My favorite memory of connection was the night of the earthquake. It was a few hours after bedtime. I was in the kitchen of our dorm suite and I felt the building sway. The dorm parent, Ori Rich, knocked on our door. She wanted to show us how strong the earthquake was near the Aleutian Islands because we didn't have our phones. The next moment, me, two other students, and Ori were singing the song Lava from the Disney movie Moana.
I have a dream that I hope will come true.
This is my favorite song to play on the ukulele.
Now I'm here with you. I wish that the earth seen the sky up above will send me someone to love.
At the camp's ending ceremony, while we were going up to get our certificates, our favorite elder, Julia, would ask us to pose and smile while she took a picture.
I'm so proud of ONC, so proud of you to do this so you could carry on these traditions.
I learned so much about our culture and science from this camp. I hope to come back as a youth mentor. In Bethel, I'm Keely King.